We're up to the Chavtes of the base in the very bottom of the page. Says the Gemara. Remember, we had a machlekes by Poda and Ula. If somebody says there should be kodesh these trees until we chop it down, does it every time you redeem it, does it become kodesh again? And also after you chop it down, do you still have to redeem it, or is it automatic? The Gemara says Yossi v'Rab Ovin v'Rab Yitzchok b'Rebbi, Rab Ovin and Rab Yitzchok, the great man was sitting kamei Rab Yimia before Rab Yimia kamenam nem Rab Yimia. Here's a strange thing: usually the students fall asleep. Say the teacher fell asleep. Kamenam nem Rab Yimia. Rab Yimia fell asleep. Yasvi, they were sitting there. They wouldn't waste their time. So they're having a discussion. These two bachim were having a discussion. They said, like this, according to Bab Poda, the Amud says, Podon chayzreiz v'kaychayz, that if you redeem it, if you redeem it, it automatically becomes kaydish again. Tifshed, with this we can resolve. In other words, I said this should be kaydish until I knock chop the tree down. I then say, so become kaydish. I then go to Hegdish and I pay them the money and I redeem this tree. It becomes automatically Kodesh again, because initially I said it should always be Kodesh. Every time I redeem it, the new Kedusha comes. So if so, I can resolve the following question of Boy Arvav Hoshe asked the question. It goes as follows. If somebody gives two coins to a woman, he says to her, Ba'achas, with one coin, he's Kachili Ayom, you're engaged to me today. Uva'achas, the second coin, he's Kachili La'achas, I know I'm going to divorce you. I already know I'm going to have a fight with you, I'm going to divorce you. But the second coin should be that immediately, as soon as I divorce you, you should be re-engaged to me. L'chayda, it's the same thing as Bapada. You said you should be Kodesh until you chop it down. I redeem it. When I redeem it, it's no longer Kodesh. And immediately, the second Kodesh falls on it. Same thing here. Here also should be Kodesh. In the meantime, he woke up, and obviously he heard what they were saying. Amalu, he said to them, "My kim komed dam bison. What in the world are you comparing? Pardon who? In our case over here by Kodesh, you gave it to Hegdish. You redeemed it. It came back to your Rishus. If in your Rishus, you already said anytime it's in my Rishus, it should be Hegdish. Goes right back out of you. But Hegdish goes back to you. Back out, back in, back out. And you're comparing it to Podum Achidim. What would be if you didn't redeem that tree, somebody else came to redeem that tree. If somebody else came to redeem that tree, it ended your nexus with that tree. No longer becomes Kodesh. Even that other guy turns around and gives it back to you originally, it's no longer a continuation of your first ownership. It's a new ownership. It does not become Kodesh. And the same thing is by a woman. A woman is not like Podun who? A woman is not like, you have no control over it. She said to the woman, after you get engaged, I divorce you, you're engaged. When she was divorced, she didn't belong to you. It's not like a tree that came back to your ownership. She's her own balabas. So therefore, how is a chal right afterwards? So what? But she's a second, so what? But she doesn't, there's no continuation of your balabatishkeit. So let's compare it to Podun Achedim. And Padan Achedim says there is no Hegdish. Yet most Shoyim learn the Gemara does not resolve it. In other words, a woman is not Padan Achedim, nor is it Padan Hu. So there's a famous Ran here. It's amazing. In Masechet Kedushin, which talks about marriage, there's no Rishon that says what Ran says here. It doesn't explain what Kedushin is. Kedushin literally means a man gives a ring to the wife and takes over ownership. That's how everyone learns. Comes along the Ran and says it here. So the Avni Meluim and the Kesach Chayshin goes to town with it, and all the Acharenim go to town with it, based on Avni Meluim. He's the one who uncovered it. Aram buried in the Dern of Lamed. So it's three lines. I got to get on this Aram because this is the Yisayit of the Homo Sechta Kedushin, and it's buried right here. So let's just do over here three lines. So make sure when they learn Sechta Kedushin, you remember this Aram. here, which says, it's about eight lines in the wide lines. V'nichali, what's the story? L'chayda, why doesn't it get chayda? The woman also wants it, so why doesn't it just continue? It says it like this. Benichli, it seems to me, the imatzia isha lekadosh atzmali. If the way marriage worked, that the woman gave herself into the marriage, she gives of herself, then hachinami. Then you're right. Even that after we got eight lines in the wide lines in the run, even though we got the first line is benichli, even though she got divorced, but since she accepted it and she throws herself right back in the marriage, you get married again. The Mekadosh contains mamash. Exactly the same case as if you Mekadosh the trees. But I'll tell you, it doesn't work that way. The Torah says a man takes a woman. It doesn't say, a woman is taken by a man, which means, If a woman is taken by a man, it sounds like the woman has some input. By saying a man takes a woman, it sounds like everything happens by the man. The woman does nothing. Therefore, like kol hemne, she's not at all believed or capable shetachnis atmo l'shus habal, even to put herself into the shus of the husband. So what do you want to say? That after he divorced her, she agrees, so she throws her back in. She can't throw herself back in because she has no input in a marriage. He does, but he has no control over her. And therefore, it ended whatever they started. She's interested, but Chawat, she's interested. She can't put herself back in. So what happens with every marriage? If she says, he gives her the ring. All she does is says a few words. Okay, I'm engaged to you. Nothing happened. Just how it works. When the husband says to a woman, you're engaged to me, she is quiet, right? But she says nothing. She's masking to the husband says, he mevateles daito v'ratzoyne. What she's doing is she's saying, I'm a nobody. When she says nothing, what she's saying is, I'm nothing, therefore I'm yours. Not I'm giving myself to you. I'm taking away my ownership for myself. So what am I? I'm hefker. And therefore you're doing everything. And the husband brings her into his rishus. It's irrelevant what her opinion is. What was the question? She agreed. She kept the ring, so she doesn't work that way. The husband. But no, so the husband's total control. But the husband's not in control until she agrees. So the husband doesn't own anymore. But as far as the husband is concerned, he doesn't have full control. He needs her consent. But as far as she's concerned, if she agrees, she can't put herself into the marriage. Therefore, it's in between. It's a state of flux. It's between Padu Achein and Padu Atzmai. The Bekdusha Hashem, he b'shusha, l'achirusha, he has b'shusha, it's no longer his. Okay? Unbelievable, a new understanding of what happened with Bekdusha. People always ask, why when the man says to the woman, Hare Ad Mekadesh, doesn't she say yes? She says nothing. Doesn't make sense. This is what the Ran says. Saying yes means that she's a somebody and she's putting something in. Saying nothing means, I'm nothing. It's an amazing run. A very, very important run to remember when you learn Sech Kedushin. But in Sech Kedushin, if you only learn Sech Kedushin, you'll never find this run. No edition says it. Because it fits into he has explaining more here. Could explain it. But then he says one more line, which throws a little span in the works, but then the Avnimun does not quote it. So, and the Achrem don't quote it because the Achrem didn't learn this in the Ran. They just learned what the Avnimun says. Who looks at the next line? So the Ran asks a very simple question. So let's say it's like Kibodu Achedim, and therefore she's not remarried. Why is it stuck here? That's why we can't resolve the Kedushin. We can't say it's like he redeemed the Lord. It's not similar. Explained. So let's say it's like somebody else. So let's say it's like an outsider in between. It ends the story, ends the nexus, and therefore she's not engaged. The Lord Chaylim should Lord Domi Nam Legam. It's not similar to others as well. Why not? The Halacha Isha Gamke Machneses Atzma Lushusa Bemixas. She's just through a span in the works. Now we're suddenly saying she does do a little bit. Before he said she does nothing, shtik hefker. Now he's saying machneses atzma b'mikzas. It's not. So what is it? Just throw a span in the whole works. But it's somewhere in between. So similar like padin, because she agrees and she is putting something into it. So because she's machneses atzma, she is doing something by not saying no. She's sort of contributing a little bit. Fascinating. That's why you can't resolve it either way. Okay, remember this round. This is the Yisayid of the Homosexual Revolution. Back to our Gemara. We're not far away. Not far away. Let's go. Kedushin is the last Masechta in Noshim. Says Gemara, let's continue with late. Only if he redeemed her, others ain't come holy. If somebody else came along and redeemed the trees, then no longer, even if he gives it afterward back to the original owner, no longer becomes kaidish again. Same thing here with the woman; she's like treated like somebody else. Maybe that Rashi learns that we resolved the question completely; that she's like somebody else. The Ran learns we didn't resolve it. Like the Rashi, we didn't resolve it. It's in between Mishnah. Now we're trying to understand words that you say. A guy got up, he made a neder. There's a lot of little Mishnahs in Gemara. Hanoyde mi yarda yam. A guy makes a neder and he says, I will not have any benefit from any sailors. Mutu bi yeshiv basha. People are not sailors. He could have an offer, but not mi yeshiv basha. He says, I don't have any benefit from anybody, from people who live on the land. Osir miyarda yam is forbidden not only from people living in the land, but even from sailors. Because even sailors, they don't live on a boat all their life. They come off the boat from time to time. She yarda hayam bechlal yoshe hayabosha. Every sailor eventually comes shores, arrives at shore. Loi ke'elu, and we, now, it's not clear what this clause in the Mishnah is. We'll see the two ways of learning this part in the Mishnah. Loi ke'elu shehochim me'akul liyafa. Sailor doesn't mean only somebody goes from Akul liyafa, which is a day trip. A ferry ride? If you ride a ferry, you're not a sailor. Even if you go for a long trip, two ways of learning Pshat in the Mishnah. Either this continuation of the beginning. In the beginning, when you say that I won't have any hanor from sailors does not mean a sailor, a ferry rider. It means a proper ship. So it's a kula. Or it could be the same with Chumrah. When you said that anybody lives on land, I don't have a no, and the Mishnah said it includes sailors. When we say it includes sailors, it doesn't only mean people who ride ferries or steer ferries. It means even a guy who goes 6 months at a time on a cruise, still forbidden.
Because his home is on land.
That's right. I actually was on a cruise once and I met, there was a Yiddish woman who told us that she's been 3 years already on the ship, never went off the ship. She lives on the ship the whole time because it's so cheap. And so cheap if you don't keep kosher. Yeah, she did. She never stepped off, got off the boat in 50 years. Can you imagine? Not being on land, dry land. Yeah, you get taken care of, you know, pampered. The only thing they don't have on board is a funeral chapel. The only thing they don't have on board is a funeral chapel. Eventually, you're going to have to get back into the ground. Okay, bye. So what I just told you, that's the Gemara's discussion now. Chad Masna Reisha, one of them said that this clause about ferries is added to the Reisha as being a kula, that when I asked sailors, I meant real sailors. The Chad Masna Haseifa, when I asked and I included sailors, I meant even sailors for long term. I asked the sailors, I'm allowed to have enough for people who live in the land. Only real sailors. Not those who ride ferries from Akku to Yaffa. How far is Akku from Yaffa anyway? It's not that far. Akku's north and Yaffa is semi-north. Far, it's a few hours probably, the hull in Yeshua Yabosh, you know, because a ferry, people who ride a ferry, consider Yeshua Yabosh. We're talking about only real sailors who travel great distances. Man, the master, say, one of the slaves, the master, is how he learns. When I say I don't have any hanor from people who are on land, dry land, I include sailors, and I'm being machmir, not only ferries, even those who travel abroad, far, because eventually they all come to dry land. Mishnah. If I say, I make a neder in Hebrew, I will not have any benefit from roya chama. You might translate it means people who see the sun. So you would say, but a blind person is all right. So he says, it doesn't mean that. It means the sun sees them. Also, av besumin, even blind people. So the sun sees them. So somebody who's pregnant inside a mother's womb is not included. But anybody else the sun shines at, it's forbidden. So when my time is coming, he's roya la fuke dogim v'ubrim. It doesn't say min haroyin. You just say anybody who can see the sun. She just said those who can see. By saying the sun sees, he means the sun sees them. Coming to exclude fish. Fish doesn't see the sun because they're under the water. And comes to exclude ubrim, those who are the fetus, because it doesn't see the sun either. Next Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is an interesting Mishnah because based on Hashem I learned here. Why in Shulchan Aruch and Nur Chaim they don't bring this Mishnah down? Look at the Gemara says in Mishnah. Hanoidir mishchoyri haroish. If a guy makes a neder, I don't have any benefit from anybody who has black hair. Does he mean black hair, not gray hair? What does he mean black hair? We'll soon see. Asa bekarchin. Even a guy's bald, so he has no hair, still asa from them. So what do you mean by black hair? He meant men, as we'll soon see. The hair is exposed. Ubale savers, if you have long white beards or white hair, you're also included. I said chayderosh means you have exposed hair. It doesn't mean black necessarily. What if a guy has blonde hair or gingy? The mutter, it means exposed hair. Who has exposed hair? Men. Umutter bin noshim, but he's mutter with women because women never have exposed hair because women always have the hair covered. and therefore that I from here that they bring that a woman even inside the house, even though in Gemara Ksuvos we learned in the house maybe is all right, that even inside the house a woman has to wear a shayfu, has to wear a head covered, even by herself, because it says here a woman, if I say otherwise, a woman in the house has uncovered hair, so if I say I'm going to ask anyone that her hair is uncovered, why are women included? Because women never have the hair uncovered. And there's a machlekes about what about a girl psula? Because the machlekes are showing whether psula, a girl 17 years old, has to cover here as well. Halachas they don't, but those they do. So the machlekes mission as well, or the tanim, or kids. Why? Kids sometimes have the head covered. Not the only ones. Tanim can mean boys and girls also used to cover their heads. So shchayderosh means only men. We've seen him in my times in Gemara. If he meant only black hair or hair, not bald, he should have said people with hair. Why did he say black hair? He meant exposed hair. Sometimes the heads are covered, sometimes the heads are exposed. Women always have their heads covered. Children always have their heads open. What do you mean always have their heads open? What about the yarmulke? So there's interesting tastes over here. A man always could, true, but look at what he says there. I'm not three lines to the bottom. Anoshim zimni michaser reshay v'zimni megalu. Sometimes the heads are covered, sometimes they're not. Says Tesis. The nikkei shachrusim. If the heads are uncovered, you can recognize the color. Lepamim kishreishim goli. Now you're right. It's interesting. When they had their heads covered, a yarmulke then wasn't like us today. You only covered part of your head. It must have covered like these. You ever see these yarmulke that go from ear to ear? That's probably how the yarmulkes were. Even though you have what are you called, bald people, and you have other white hair, sometimes they reveal the heads. A man is allowed to expose. He's allowed to expose his head. He's allowed to expose his head on occasion. In other words, a man has to wear a yarmulke all the time. But sometimes, what does he mean by this tesis over here? That sometimes you're allowed to remove your yarmulke in front of the world. They can never take that the shaykh off. Oh, maybe swimming. So a woman also going to make a text. It says, if they call the olam, you don't expect the whole world with you inside the mikveh. Yeah, so what does he mean over here? Anyway, on the side over here, he brings an agoyis siyunim that is four words missing in this place. It's supposed to say, Isur leila begila rosh. It's also for a man to go with exposed head because he has to wear yarmulke. And in Shulchan Aruch, Simet Dalet and Simet Ches, where the Talmud and Rambam, that the whole line by wearing yarmulke, where it comes from, none of them bring this Mishnah in the Dorm right here. And this Tosis, that it seems that these words are missing when he says Asur Leila Begila Rosh. The reason why men always had sometimes head covered, says Tosis here, they always had to wear their head covered. But sometimes Akrei Ba'alma means not sometimes. Akrei Ba'alma is even less than sometimes. Akrei Ba'alma means certain circumstance, something happened that you're allowed to take it off. Maybe when it's a sakana or something, and it's basically sometimes for the king you have to take your hat off. Maybe that's what it means. Sometimes you had to take your yarmulke off.
Taking off means going for cubits, not just.
But why would you take it off? Akrei ba'alma, you're allowed to even if nei kol ha'olam.
Maybe in a dangerous situation.
That's what it means. Maybe in front of a king or from a nobleman, you have to remove your.
Even if it's anti-Semitism, you want to save your life.
Maybe a woman also. If I'd say to take a shekel off as well. If it's saving a life, it makes sense to be a man or a woman. But what's interesting here is that in all the Acharonim, when they talk of Shulchan Aruch, they don't bring this at all. Let's go back, it's late.
It could also be a medical reason for taking off your leg. A skin specialist might say you.
Maybe. But that's what this taste says about Krei Baum. I mean, you yourself always wear it, but sometimes in certain situations, you can take it off for a short time. What is it? It doesn't say what that situation is. Mishnah. Oh. But then it's not Fnei Kol Ha'olam. You don't take showers in the middle of the street.
You want to bet? When I was coming to Israel, there was a 6-year-old in India in Calcutta. There's a man having a bath in a tub.
Let me just tell you, the first day we came to Caracas, Venezuela, is 1977. So we're not talking about Calcutta, India. First day we were there in yeshiva learning. All of a sudden it was pouring outside, and then we knocking on the door and on the windows. All these people coming. Chabon means Spanish soap. You know what they want? Soap. So we gave them a few of them soap. Then I looked outside. They were all taking showers in the street. All of them. They don't live in houses. They live in ranchitos. Anyway, so people do the shavas. You're right. Mishnah. Hanoidir, if you make a neder min hayiludim, those who are already born, mutter ben noiludim. So, but I don't have any benefit from any person that's living, right? Any living person, anyone who wasn't born yet, be born later, you're allowed to have hanoh. But min hanoiludim, if you say, I won't have any hanoh from anybody who will be born, also min hayiludim, also not only will be born, but any living thing, even those who were born. Rameyir is matter av beyiludim. Rameyir says, you're allowed to have hanoh, even those who will be born. That means will be born and was born, you're allowed to have hanoh. So when is the Aser? We'll see soon. The Chachamim lein iskav mezel mishadak lohaylid udalid. Chachamim, according to the Ran and others, is agreeing with the Tanakhama. That only means future kids, not past kids. Not everyone agrees with that. Talking about Lameya, v'loim b'bayin ulodin leman Aser. If he says I won't have any benefit from kids who will be born, Lameya says even kids will be born on mutter. So who's Aser? Chasudi mechs, a few words are missing. V'hachik tani, this is what you say. If I say those who are living, then mutter ben yeludim, I'm permitted with those who will be ill. Min hanayludim, if I say I'm asa from those who will be born, asa be yeludim is asa those who will be born. But mutter those who are born already. Sorry. If I say those who will be born, asa say those who will be born, and those who are living as right now. However, Amei says, afanoidim and hanayludim, just like you were so careful when he said past tense, it only means those who are already born. Those who will be born and mutter, so too, if a guy says, I'm asir those who will be born, only asir those who will be born, and mutter those who were born. Mutter be ludim, keheicha denoidim and ludim, mutter ludim. In other words, you follow his words exactly what he says. So what are you telling me? Ludim means future, the misyal din mashman, ludim means only those who will be born. Tell me how you'll shot in the pasuk. Elamayata, when Yaakov said to Yosef, Shnei Banecha Hanoiludim Lecha, he said, the kids that will Noiludim Lecha in Eretz Mitzrayim are mine. Ephraim and Asher were already alive. According to you, Noiludim means only that will be born. How can that be? Hachi Nami Disyalidin, who will be born? Menashe and Ephraim were alive already. Yosef brought them to, you know, get brachas. Elamai, the Yalidu Mashma, it means will be born, can also mean was born. It means both. Elamiata, if so, in the pasuk it means that we're born. Elamiata, so it says, Hine ben noilid lebeis David. You're telling me that noilid means what? That it was born. It says a ben will noilid lebeis David. According to you, noilid now means was, past tense. A son will be born to, was born to Beis David, Yeshio Shema. His name is Yeshio. Now Yeshio wasn't even alive then. Hachinami, the Haviv, Adai Menashe leba Menashe, was not even born yet. Menashe was not even born yet. Menashe was a Zayda of Yeshio. And yet it says Neilad Mekodim means past tense. Ela Mashma Mahochi Mashma Mahochi. The Torah Neilad can either mean past or the future. By Yosef it means already born. By Yeshio it means it will be born. But the Nedarim doesn't work what the Torah works. The Nedarim Haleich Achal Loshem Bnei Adam. By Nedarim is what did people mean when they said those words. And when we, and that's the machlekes of Rameir and Tadakama, when a person says, when he says, Noiludim, what did he mean? Did he mean future or did he mean past? He only meant those that, when he said will be born, he meant people that came out of birth, doesn't matter whether they were born already or not. Lafuki mai, lafuki, what do you mean, who isn't born that way? Doggy fish, they lay eggs. And oifers, birds, fish and birds, they don't bear children. They bear eggs, they lay eggs. And the eggs bear children. And different than by an ordinary person. Kick play tomorrow, Mr. Show.